pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
So, you have a new job. Congratulations. Now you want to make a great first impression. So, let's get you into the right mindset so you look awesome.
0.
Find out what people are wearing. I mean, it used to be traditional to wear a suit on your first day, but that is old school thinking. I mean, you don't want to stand out like an oddball in a suit if everyone else is wearing jeans or business casual, now do you? Now, you should already have got an idea of what people are wearing from when you went on job interviews at this company, okay?
1.
Obviously, you want to be polite to everyone, but to really grow in your new job and to make a good first impression, strategy helps. So get out from behind your desk and meet people in your department. I mean, even if you won't be working with them directly, just connect and build rapport. I mean, be social and let them know who you are, and that if there's ever anything that you can do for them, let them know.
2.
Don't be afraid to ask for help during your first 30 days. I mean, your manager wants to see you succeed, but before you ask a question, try to think through the whole problem and try to solve it yourself, and then ask for help if you need it. I mean, asking for help is okay, but you don't want to overdo it.
3.
Learn what everyone else does. I mean, as you're meeting your coworkers and introducing yourself, find out what everyone else does. Ask their titles, the projects that they work on, and anything else that you feel is important to know at the company. And knowing these things is going to be very helpful to you when you need something or you need to refer a colleague to someone who can help them.
4.
Don't stress out yourself. I mean, starting a new job is stressful enough, but you're not going to learn everything you need to know in the first week. I mean, it usually takes 3 to 6 months for new hires to become fully productive. Now, during your first 30 days, I mean, you have the biggest grace period to come up to speed. So use this time to learn everything you can, because in the coming months, you will be expected to start doing your job at a much higher level.
5.
And since you're new and you don't know what is going on, you want to ask questions that show curiosity and a desire for understanding. So when a coworker explains, let's say, a process, I mean, you might say, you know, well, why do we do it this way? And a question like that shows a desire to learn. Now, most people are going to say, why don't we do it this way? Which sends a completely different message and forces your coworker, your boss, to defend their method. Do you see the difference on that? I mean, one is a smart question with an opportunity to learn, and the other is a negative question where the action must be defended.
6.
Don't be afraid to ask your coworkers or your boss how you're doing. I mean, get that feedback early on so that you can make adjustments and improvements to your performance. I mean, after all, I mean, you want to do your best work, right?
7.
To make a great first impression, you need to perform your job to the best of your ability. I mean, you might think that it's obvious, but any hint of slacking or subpar performance is quickly noticed by your boss and your coworkers. So whatever job you're assigned to do, do it to the very best of your ability and ahead of schedule. I mean, negative impressions are formed very early and usually within the first 90 days. And since you're new, you don't want people to get a bad impression of you.
8.
Don't be a suck-up or so nice that you come across as fake. I mean, I've worked many jobs where the new hire tried to fit in by being super nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. Being nice is good, but as with anything, there is a balance. I mean, I can assure you that your new team does not want to deal with someone who is overly nice to the point of overdone.
9.
Don't be a diva. No matter what your status, don't start demanding things from your coworkers. I mean, it's okay to be firm, but for people who start a job and act like demanding divas, all they're really doing is lacking confidence inside and trying to cover up their insecurities by ordering everyone around. I mean, a lot of new hires don't realize that they just need to be honest and upfront from day one so their coworkers don't get the wrong impression. So there you have it, my friend. My best tips on making a great first impression on your new job. Bye now. So, you have a new job. Congratulations. Now you want to make a great first impression. So, let's get you into the right mindset so you look awesome.
0.
Find out what people are wearing. I mean, it used to be traditional to wear a suit on your first day, but that is old school thinking. I mean, you don't want to stand out like an oddball in a suit if everyone else is wearing jeans or business casual, now do you? Now, you should already have got an idea of what people are wearing from when you went on job interviews at this company, okay?
1.
Obviously, you want to be polite to everyone, but to really grow your new job and to make a good first impression, strategy helps. So get out from behind your desk and meet people in your department. I mean, even if you won't be working with them directly, just connect and build rapport. I mean, be social and let them know who you are, and that if there's ever anything that you can do for them, let them know.
2.
Don't be afraid to ask for help during your first 30 days. I mean, your manager wants to see you succeed, but before you ask a question, try to think through the whole problem and try to solve it yourself, and then ask for help if you need it. I mean, asking for help is okay, but you don't want to overdo it.
3.
Learn what everyone else does. I mean, as you're meeting your coworkers and introducing yourself, find out what everyone else does. Ask their titles, the projects that they work on, and anything else that you feel is important to know at the company. And knowing these things is going to be very helpful to you when you need something or you need to refer a colleague to someone who can help them.
4.
Don't stress out yourself. I mean, starting a new job is stressful enough, but you're not going to learn everything you need to know in the first week. I mean, it usually takes 3 to 6 months for new hires to become fully productive. Now, during your first 30 days, I mean, you have the biggest grace period to come up to speed. So use this time to learn everything you can, because in the coming months, you will be expected to start doing your job at a much higher level.
5.
And since you're new and you don't know what is going on, you want to ask questions that show curiosity and a desire for understanding. So when a coworker explains, let's say, a process, I mean, you might say, you know, well, why do we do it this way? And a question like that shows a desire to learn. Now, most people are going to say, why don't we do it this way? Which sends a completely different message and forces your coworker, your boss, to defend their method. Do you see the difference on that? I mean, one is a smart question with an opportunity to learn, and the other is a negative question where the action must be defended.
6.
Don't be afraid to ask your coworkers or your boss how you're doing. I mean, get that feedback early on so that you can make adjustments and improvements to your performance. I mean, after all, I mean, you want to do your best work, right?
7.
To make a great first impression, you need to perform your job to the best of your ability. I mean, you might think that it's obvious, but any hint of slacking or subpar performance is quickly noticed by your boss and your coworkers. So whatever job you're assigned to do, do it to the very best of your ability and ahead of schedule. I mean, negative impressions are formed very early and usually within the first 90 days. And since you're new, you don't want people to get a bad impression of you.
8.
Don't be a suck-up or so nice that you come across as fake. I mean, I've worked many jobs where the new hire tried to fit in by being super nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. Being nice is good, but as with anything, there is a balance. I mean, I can assure you that your new team does not want to deal with someone who is overly nice to the point of overdone.
9.
Don't be a diva. No matter what your status, don't start demanding things from your coworkers. I mean, it's okay to be firm, but for people who start a job and act like demanding divas, all they're really doing is lacking confidence inside and trying to cover up their insecurities by ordering everyone around. I mean, a lot of new hires don't realize that they just need to be honest and upfront from day one so their coworkers don't get the wrong impression. So there you have it, my friend. My best tips on making a great first impression on your new job. Bye now.